Hey, everybody. I'm Adam.
I'm Michael.
And we're bored in Ohio. Today, I wanted to switch it up a little bit. I know we're usually talking about movies, our creative endeavors. But today, I want to talk about something else we do in our free time. Dive into hell. Obviously, like the rest of the world, we're kind of enthralled with Helldivers 2. At least I'm enthralled with Helldivers 2. And I wanted to talk about it.
I enjoy it when he plays with me, which is like once a week.
You always get once a week, and the other crew gets once a week. It used to be divided because of different games. Although now, we're playing the same game.
He cheats on me a lot.
And it sucks, because then you have to pick who you want to spread democracy with.
But the relationship's been going on for so long, now I just stay around.
You got Stockholmed, bitch. All right. So, Helldivers 2.
Yeah.
I'll say, like, I was craving a new game. I don't play as many games as you do. You have a little more variety than me.
Yeah. I get bored easy.
I play a lot of free-to-play games, like, you know, Fortnite with the 12-year-olds, Overwatch 2 with the goddamn sweats.
With the 13-year-olds?
With the 13-year-olds. So, I was like craving something new, and I've also been like craving like a good co-op game that I could just have fun with, and lo and behold, Helldivers 2, just a PvE fun time, drop in a fucking pod that looks like a bullet shot at a planet with your buddies and just have a good time.
You can tell he's got an erection just talking about it, by the way.
I do. This table is leaning. You were a little later to the game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get this game because you're going to play with all your other bros.
No.
And then I won't be able to play with you.
I'm going
to
tell you how he got me.
People are going to complain.
All right. I know. I've got kind of a rule there. If I have too many games, I won't buy another game because I want to get my money out of the ones I've got. So I resisted in getting this. And also I knew he was going to play with his other friends and not with me. So, but then he made a suggestion that we stop playing on our one game night a week, Overwatch, which I cannot stand, and play this game instead. I immediately spent the $40 in the game and got it. So that's how you got me. I was not going to get this game. I knew I would like it, but I've got too many games. And by too many games, I mean like four.
Yeah. I mean, at least you didn't pay for Overwatch 2. It's a free game.
Okay. Right? Sure. It's free frustration. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still enjoy the game.
So, yeah.
I play that one while I exercise on my bike.
Yeah, you do. I won't play it again unless something goes to hell. I'm stuck playing against 13-year-olds again. But go ahead. Go ahead. Talk about your love for bugs and Terminators.
Well, we don't play the robots much. At least the Thursday night crew doesn't. We jumped in when it was bugged and they were spawning too many enemies and we just got butt hammered. Like,
oh my God, that
crazy?
Was
crazy.
I think that's when I was on with my son and my brother. And by the way, I was out of my mind with frustration.
I bet.
Cause when they would over swarm like that, they were only going after me.
Well, they picked out the alpha
and then I would die.
Look at you.
I swear to God, I thought they threw some kind of smoke scented bomb on me at some point, and they weren't telling me about it because I don't know the game like they do. Because
you thought they were like pipe bombing you?
I did. And this is why, because I would die when I was just crowded, and they would just be like in the outskirts, and the bugs weren't going towards them. Mm-hmm. And then they would be like, "It's all right, we'll bring you back." As soon as they would bring me back, I'm like, "Don't throw me in the same spot. They're all over there." They threw me. They would be going towards them, and the second I landed, you could see the swarm pile just turn and
they just
all
beeline
go
straight to you.
It was like this for 20 minutes, just bugs eating my ass.
Now I wonder.
Yeah.
Because there's a game master, like a dungeon master.
He was punishing me?
Named Joel, and maybe he was like, fuck this guy.
You're going to say fuck this guy.
For whatever reason, Joel's like,
he was awful.
He jumped into that, because apparently, like, there's a whole big following to this game, right? And they all talk about Joel, and Joel's fucking with me. But apparently he does have powers to go into individual games and like give you treats.
I've never seen these treats. What are the treats?
Well, it was theorized like before the mechs got into the game, like they were just appearing in different in like random games.
Oh, the mechs.
That you could just find them like near a point of interest.
The mechs.
And like, yeah.
And so you'd be fighting like, bugs and then for some reason there'd be
a mech there for you to jump into.
Oh, a mech. Okay.
No, not like the automaton.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, a little treat from Joel. Or you could just be there and all of a sudden you turn around and there are four like chargers on your back.
That happened to me last night.
Hanging out.
That happened to me last night. There was nothing behind me. I'm like, I'm going to call in a thing. And then I got rammed, got up. I know you all want to hear about these game stories. I got up and I turned around to run away from this one. And there were three other one already chasing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was getting fucked by Joel. Why? Yeah. I barely know what I'm doing in this
now,
game.
Now, obviously, I don't know if Joel is an individual going in there, but like, it's theorized that at least people are saying like he has those powers, but obviously like apparently he's the one he can, I think he helps set up like what the major orders are, the amount of bugs in places. Like he can all of a sudden, like I think while this latest big event, like major orders,
which is another
freaking cool thing about the game that the entire community gets to work toward.
I do like that.
An achievement that actually gets everybody something, which is awesome. That while the last one was going on, there was like an emergent thing on another planet that had nothing to do with the major order. It was like, got to defend this, 8 hours to defend it or else we lose it.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, is he doing that to fuck with us so we don't get our major order complete?
If you don't get the major order complete, that just means you don't get the extra bonus monies or coins or whatever things, right?
And I think you lose that planet.
But what does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, and see, I don't know.
Wait to find out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. I like that everything can change. I like the dailies. I like the cooperative thing with everybody helping out.
Do you like getting killed by your friends?
That not so
by
much.
Accident.
That fucking Tesla tower thing.
Oh yeah, stay away from that.
Yeah.
Don't go near that.
Well, my son likes to throw them down and be like, you want to get away from that? And by the way, it's already behind me. And then I'm dead. And then I want to try to pick up my shit, right?
It's like if we were in war together.
Yeah.
Me and you are soldiers out on the field.
Yeah.
And we're in Vietnam. We're going through the paddy fields, the rice paddy fields. And like you step on a landmine. And I'm like, oh, you don't want to step on that.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, what do I do now? Or maybe like, I guess maybe it wouldn't be a mine because I think you'd blow up immediately.
Yeah.
A bouncing Betty.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, oh, you got to stay there. Shouldn't have stepped on that. And you're just like, what do I do?
That's what I said. I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? And he's like, well, if you don't move. And I'm like, if I don't move, I'm going to die by the... whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, or my brother's favorite thing to do is to throw down those minefields.
That's
everywhere.
KB's favorite thing.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's like, as soon as he unlocked them, we were doing a defense, and he's like, oh, I brought these. I was like, well, okay, whatever you do, just don't put them on where we're standing.
Yeah.
And I heard, oh, fuck. Exactly where we were standing.
Of course, yeah.
The son of a bitch.
Yeah, I've died many times from my brother's mines on the ground, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I think besides the things that I've already said that have really like kind of got me like hooked on the game a bit is just the fact that you don't know what's going to happen. Like it changes day to day, which is really, really cool. Whereas like other games, it's like, oh, we got the mid-season patch and we're going to have these updates. Or we're going to do the Valentine's Day event or the Christmas event. It's like, okay. I'm on I get it. I'm on a cadence of updates.
Yeah.
But with this, it's like, I don't know. Next week, they could introduce a whole new fucking race of aliens or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. And that's really sweet.
Yeah. I like that a lot. And it looks like they'll stay up on it because they didn't expect to have this many people playing it.
Yeah. They got so much money.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I don't really know how much money they have, but like they got so many orders. Like, they're doing pretty well, and they're like, well,
they should invest it and keep that going. Yeah,
yeah,
they should. Yeah, make money. Monies.
Yeah, like if we ever start making money here, more videos all the time.
All the time.
I will quit my job and just make videos for you.
Yeah, and I'll be here.
Yeah, as a reminder, like and subscribe so I can meet my goal.
But yeah, video games.
I wonder how many, I'd assume that's a good crossover. People that like movies and shit that play games, like gamers, like we're old, we're geriatric gamers.
Yeah.
And I've accepted that. Right.
But I still feel like we're pretty damn good for our age.
Well, I think so. And I think also that's why Helldivers appeals to me, because I don't have to fight a 12-year-old that doesn't have a job or responsibilities.
Yeah.
And can get really fucking good at a game.
Yeah.
I can just go in there with my other buddies that have jobs and don't have time. And this is our way to just hang out and enjoy ourselves,
you know,
a little bit.
Relax while you're getting bile shot all over you over and over again. That's relaxing.
Yeah. It is. Well, I'll tell you what. We were doing a mission on whatever hardest difficulty that we could at the time. I don't think we even have Helldive unlocked because none of us are high enough level. But it was this one where it's a big area and you had to keep getting people out and into like a safe zone.
Oh, I haven't
done
one of those yet.
But it's like a lot. I had to get 50. And I guess it starts at like level 7 difficulty because we're trying to get the third version of currency that you need to eventually keep upgrading your ship.
Oh, okay.
And we split up, like, two people were going to go look for the special shit while the other two people were working on the mission.
Gotcha.
I'm like, hell yeah, okay. And I'm sitting there. I'm just getting freaking butt hammered by bugs left and right. And I'm alive. I'm ducking. I'm weaving. I'm doing shit. I'm throwing bombs. I'm trying to release people. And then all of a sudden I realize I'm the fucking only one there. KB was supposed to be my buddy.
Where'd he go?
He went scavenging. Other shit too. I'm like, we got two motherfuckers on that already.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here fucking fighting everything. I'm killing bile titans. I don't even know how the fuck I'm alive. And I somehow managed, of the fucking 50 people we had to get like to safety, got 27 of them myself.
So can you kill those people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It takes away credits that you would get.
Oh.
The currency you get for upgrading or unlocking your and buying stratagems.
Yeah.
It'll take that away from your
I don't like that.
End goal. But goddamn, I was so pissed. I'm like, why the fuck did you leave me alone?
I wouldn't have left you.
I know you wouldn't.
And yet I get one day a week.
Well, this is also a person that you play with, so don't trust that motherfucker. If he says, oh yeah, I'll help you defend, he ain't going to help you defend. He's going to leave you behind. Right. Also, did you know, and I didn't know this because I haven't done it before, if you go outside of the bounds of the mission,
you get a countdown.
You get a countdown. And when that countdown's done, your own ship shoots fucking missiles at you.
What?
Until you die because you've been deemed a traitor.
No shit.
It happened to Rick last night.
Yeah.
But like, it's because when we dropped down, he dropped out of the zone.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't able to get in time. So our game immediately started with Rick being shot at by missiles, and he ran at us and killed me and one of our other hell divers.
So even if he survives getting even back
even
in
when you're
bounds
back in,
again,
you're a traitor to democracy and you deserve to die.
What, can you come back in?
Well, no, yeah, you get to, like, because that every time you come back in, technically you're a different Helldiver.
Okay.
They're expendable, right?
That's pretty awesome.
But he fucking ran at us with missiles just dropping down. And I'm like, he's like, oh, if there's any big bugs on the map, tag them near us. Like, I'll run at them. But instead, he just ran at us, and we immediately had 3 deaths. And wasted 2 minutes in one of the expedited missions where you only have 12 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn it. But that's all part of the fun. I don't know why. It's just enjoyable.
It is enjoyable. It's a bit addictive. Yeah.
I do worry, though. Like, is it going to get too repetitive? What are, like, I mean, they're going to keep doing these changes, which is great. Keeps the game fresh.
Yeah.
But are we ever going to get like super tired of like, okay, I drop into this planet, I do these objectives, and I get the fuck out.
As long as they keep, I always like to have something. You know this about me.
Yeah, you need
I need something to do. So that's keeps me invested in your game. So as long as they keep giving more shit, you can save your coins and what is the shit called? War bonds and whatever else you put towards buying armor and guns and whatever the fuck. If they keep freshening that up and adding more shit, especially armor that looks cool, I'll keep playing it because I want to keep leveling up and getting more coins to buy to look different. But if I was like my son's already the highest level.
Because he's insane.
The only reason why he's even doing stuff now is just to get some coins to put towards his ship, I think.
He's probably still upgrading his ship.
And maybe some.
I would expect.
Yeah. So I know he's got a lot of that done.
And he can bankroll. Like, he can just save all that up for, like, when they start, you know, giving us more shit. Because you know they're going to, like, do ship upgrades and stuff.
Yeah.
That's got to be in the pipeline.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. I do have a complaint, though. It takes me way too long with their little icons. Like when you
like on the mini map
when you drop into your when right before you leave your ship and you drop into the little chute, your pod to and then you have to go through and pick what you want to bring down with you, and when you've unlocked so many of these little stratagem things, I have a hell of a time remembering which is which, and I have to keep, and it takes me like a few, like I wish it was quicker.
This perfectly segues into what I was gonna ask you, like what do you think would be like good improvements to the game?
Oh, yeah.
Since, I mean, this is like, as far as like developers go, like this was like, they weren't expecting this many players. So now like they have a huge player base. So there's going to be, it's like stress testing. Like people are going to be like, oh, well, I think this would be a good idea. With what you're saying there, like I desperately want presets. Like I can preset my like heavy, I'll call it a heavy.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going in there, I'm going to be the tank buster. I want to already have my orbital rail cannon, my spear, my whatever.
Yeah.
Like that I can just be like, boop.
Yeah. Name I agree
it.
With
and
that.
Then it just does all the stuff. And maybe I just pick my booster thing still, because that could be situational.
I don't know what that means.
It's the thing that it's not a stratagem. You get a booster where you can get
all like those things. Yeah. Yeah. Extended. Yeah. I only have like three of those. So
yeah. Me too. Three or four. Yeah.
But yeah. It'd be good. That'd be great if they give us like four or five presets and you just set those up beforehand. That would be great. Yeah, because then you just choose which one you want to load in with. And
like
then you're ready to go in seconds.
So I'm going to have like light armor and, you know, maybe like a shield generator pack. Like that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I also think like going into like you were saying, like as long as they keep on putting like cool armor and shit, more customization for like at least the aesthetic of that, like colors. Like I'd love to like be able to like color coordinate my fucking armor.
What is that? When I signed in last night, it said something about you have new customizations available in your armory now. And I'm like, sweet, I can change colors. I can't find what you can customize.
Oh, I didn't see that notification.
It came up on my screen right when I got into my logging in to your ship. It said that immediately. I'm like, oh, sweet, I can go change colors on my armor or something. That's great. And I went over there to do it immediately and I couldn't find through anything.
Yeah.
Guns, nothing. Like skin. Yeah, that'd be cool. Give us like you know, like they do with Call of Duty, some weapon skins and shit. That could be cool.
Yeah. I think that would be cool. And then like when you're looking at your armory, like when you're going to select your weapon, it could still be like whatever the default look of that is, so it's easier to discern which weapons is which. But yeah, like let me throw to be like you know, we're both artists, designers. I want to color coordinate my outfit with my guns.
So do I. Yeah, exactly.
I want to be like a fucking stealth guy that's all black.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Just give me matte black everything.
Now that you mention that, now I want some kind of a stratagem that gives me like the predator camouflage. You can just go invisible and then they lose you.
That'd be kind of cool.
I will take that immediately because
Rick unlocked a booster thing last night that I guess it's part of they added another war bond section.
Like, oh, okay.
So it's like a
future, is it like the third tier down?
Third
on that
tier down. It's like a futuristic like laser.
Don't you need to pay
weapons.
For that? Isn't that?
That brings up another cool thing about the game. You can find the currency in matches and also purchase it in your war bonds. Cause like Fortnite gave you the V-Bucks or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can actually find it in game, which I think is super cool. So I'm trying not to purchase anything and save up my super credits.
Is that what they are? The super credit ones?
Yep.
Are those the SRs?
No.
Well, because I know when you go to the different war bond sections, they're a different currency.
It's like, all I know is like it's blue.
Okay.
It shows up blue.
And yeah, it's hard to find those too, right?
Yeah, like they show up in those like little escape pods and stuff, or like the doors that you have to blow open
and whatnot
in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think all that stuff is super cool. To bring it back around to like what we usually talk about in movies, this feels like it's like the reverse. Like, you know, there's always just shitty video game movies.
Yeah.
And like, it could be a really good video game, but like the second they try to make a movie out of it, it's garbage.
Yeah.
It's like they took Starship Troopers, which is like just a campy B movie. Oh,
yeah.
And then they made a really good video game out of it.
It's true. Yeah, that's true.
Now, I know there was a Helldivers 1 that was like a top-down thing, and I never played that one.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't help but like when we're on fighting bugs, I'm like doing Starship Trooper lines. I can't help it.
Did you love that movie?
Yeah. God. I feel like it's a rite of passage. I was probably the right age for it. Like,
no, Claire loves that movie.
As a young man,
yeah,
coming to that, like, that was the emergence of Denise Richards, who was very, very attractive.
Very.
And yeah, then like the co-ed shower scene, it's like, oh my God, what's happening? Ooh. Like yeah, some, you know, horny little boy.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. But then it was just like dudes and chicks shooting bugs. It was fucking cool. Like, and that's all I needed violent back in the day.
Uber violent.
Like, but like whenever we drop in and like we're just immediately get swarmed, I'm immediately like, it's an ugly planet, a bug planet.
Yes, you do say that every damn time. Doogie Howser's in it. I mean,
in Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to campaign to have him do some voice work, man, in this game or something.
Absolutely do that. That'd be amazing.
That'd be fucking great.
Yeah.
Although I don't want to get too crazy with stuff like that. So I say another refreshing thing that just came back to mind is these other games, they keep having these fucking collaborations with other IPs. Like, Fortnite, I mean, it's the worst offender.
Yeah, like the Dragon Ball Z.
We're going to have all that. Like, you can have Batman fighting Superman and Aquaman with guns.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's weird. I don't know if this is the right move for those other IPs, but Fortnite, you know, it's like the biggest game at the time. Yeah. Like, and then even Overwatch 2 got in on it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because
those character designs
are so specific. So they have to pick IPs that work. Like they have whatever one out now. I can't remember which.
I don't remember what anime it is either. I just remember looking.
Cowboy Bebop.
I think that was it. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, which characters can we kind of make look like those characters? I'm like, God, just make a good game.
Yeah.
And then, so like with Helldivers, I wouldn't want there to be like, it'd be nice if it's like, you know, like little cameo type things, but like nothing crazy.
Yeah,
like
I completely agree with you. Don't go crazy.
I don't want to see like an actual Starship Trooper skin in the game. That'd be a weird collaboration.
I don't want to see that. I wouldn't want to see like a Stormtrooper skin. I wouldn't want
that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see any of that.
But like, if you had like a little, I said Doogie. What is his name?
Harris. God damn it! What?
You're gonna watch us both have an aneurysm because we can't remember.
I love that guy. Name.
I do too. Patrick. Something.
Neil Patrick. Neil Harris. Patrick.
Patrick Nielsen.
Him.
You guys. We got close. But like, maybe that'd be the only one. Like, sure. on the automatons planet, we don't necessarily need like, you know, to get orders like shouted down from like Sarah Connor or something like that as like a
thing. what if they gave us just the helmet for like
Neil Patrick Harrison?
No, Battlestar Galactica. Like, you could have the Cylon helmet, just the helmet, or something
like
simple,
like something scattered around the map. I think could be fine, but like, sure. I don't want it as like a cosmetic.
What? I'd want to wear a Cylon helmet.
See, you're slippery.
And watch it just you know,
slippery slope.
And I've
been rewatching Battlestar, so like you would think that I'd be like, hell yeah, give me them Cylons with you, but no,
you don't want to mix up your game.
Yeah, I just want it to be what it is, right?
All right, okay.
It can stand on its own 2 feet, and it has.
I have no problem with what you're saying,
Neil Patrick Harrison.
That's it.
I said it, and you ignored me.
That was it. I got it.
I said it, and you're like, no, Battlestar Galactica.
No, my brain was going.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll continue to play this game, especially on Tuesdays.
With
you.
Me.
Yeah, because I don't have to play Overwatch.
I know.
And I don't want to ever again.
Blizzard, you lost a customer.
Yeah.
You didn't pay any money in that game anyway, so who gives a shit?
I did.
You did?
I put money into that fucking battle pass often because I'm like, God damn it, you got one skin for the character I like to play, and it looks cool.
Well, then, Blizzard, you got him, the fucking sucker.
You get enough money out of me over the years, yes. Plenty.
Yeah. All right. Y'all playing Helldivers? Are you diving into hell? Are you spreading democracy? If not, fucking do it. The game's not that expensive, like, especially it's today.
$40, yeah.
$40. Other games, $70. Fuck that shit. Yeah. You get much better, like, bang for your buck here. And I'm like, really? Bang for the buck? There's so many bombs. So many bombs.
Yeah, and you can kill your friends.
Yeah.
On accident, over and over again.
Yeah. Accident. So, yeah, dive into hell with us by hitting the like button and subscribing.
Yes, please.
Drop a stratagem on that bitch. We'll see you next time.
See you next time for democracy.
Democracy.